Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook and let them know that we're coming live and on the air. First of all, I hope everybody, you know, finished your eggs and all the good things. And I hope you told your children the true meaning of today. Because this is the day that the Lord has made that we should rejoice. Resurrection Sunday. That's the true meaning. It ain't about the bunny, it ain't about the egg, it ain't about them little chocolate rabbits everybody be buying and all that good stuff. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on with our announcements. I want you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. We have WOW Radio, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Man, they walk the dog on every show. If you missed it last week, you missed a treat. It was awesome. They were talking to the single ladies and the single men. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. But guess what? There's nothing like getting it fresh off the press. That's the way you like it. Come on, you want a pancake? How you want it? Fresh off the press. You know, sometimes you go to these fast food restaurants and what you say you want it coming off the grill. Glory to God. So it ain't nothing like getting it fresh off the press. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure that you listen in and tune in on Tuesday night. But there's no telling what's going to be preached on Tuesday night. And I want to encourage you, the line holds up to 50 people. And you, if you press the 1, they will bring you in for prayer. You'll be live and on the air for prayer. But you don't have to tell your name. Just tell where you're calling from and your prayer request. Because we want to know which part of the world we're reaching. We know we're reaching the nation, but we want to know, you know, some specifics. So we ask you to come on in, press the 1. You know, like she was saying, you never know how long it's going to be here. So come on in and get in where you fit in. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I know they got something, amen, for you, each and every one, whether it's male, female, boy, girl, whoever. Glory to God. They got something for you. So hit them up on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know, amen, what the need may be. If you just want to, you know, you want prayer, you know, go ahead and when they're on the line on Tuesday night, press the 1 and come on in. You know, don't be ashamed. It's okay. You know, it's okay. Whatever you need, God got it. He have people in your path to give you that because he uses people now, okay? It ain't no genie in the bottle. Ain't no genie out of the bottle. And we ain't got to rub no lamp. Just take your finger and press the 1 and come on in and get your prayer needs met. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit, we have faith come by hearing. None other than Elder Bertha Askew. It was just off the chain yesterday. You know, as we sit and we listen at Elder, my God, she just, oh, my God. It was just awesome. It was awesome. The whole household was just listening to her as she walked the dog and she prayed, amen, and she came on with a song, Were You There? So, you know, glory to God. Were you there when they crucified? Glory to God. But it was awesome, awesome, awesome. You can go back and hear it on demand. It comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear it. And on Sunday, you move on down on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you, if you miss it today, go back and hear it on demand. And if you desire prayer, you press the 1, and I will also bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. And then you move on down the next Hour of Power. It's called Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I don't want you to miss it. I'm going to give you a little 30-minute break there, and then we're going to go on over and show Minister Elaine some love. This is ministry with you in mind. You just never know how God's going to flow and how he's going to move. Amen. But you got to come expecting, you know, something. You know, sometimes you'll go to a line where, you know, it's just them. No, you just look at God. Don't look at the person. Look at God, how he used that person to give you the word. So, you know, you don't want to miss it. So come on in and get in. Glory to God. And also, I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for by a team who do not mind praying. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in if you want to be a partner. It's only $25 or more, and it will be a blessing to you. And you never know. Amen. When you partner, you'll get a phone call. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and let's get in and let's do God's will together. Glory to God. Now I'm going to be coming from chapter 3 of Acts on today. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. I have one caller that's pressed the 1, so we're going to try to bring them in. Amen. Glory to God. Caller 773, you are live and on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer. Let the Lord order my footsteps.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Could you repeat that?
That the Lord will order my footsteps. I'm calling for prayer. That the Lord order my footsteps.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to order his steps in the direction in which you would have him to go, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to move everything out of the way that's not like you, oh God, so he can go through, Lord God, where you want him to go. Do whatever it is that you have for him to do, Lord, in this season, oh God. Whether it's, Lord God, to go out, Lord God, and preach the gospel to the nation, oh God, and whether it's, Lord God, to be, Lord God, in the ministry working, whatever you want him to do, oh God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to stir him up, Lord God, on the inside, Lord God. Give him guidance, oh Lord. Everything that's trying to hinder him, Lord God, right now, we ask you to move it out of the way, Lord God. Everything that's around him that's trying to hinder him, oh Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to move it out of the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you'll take him in the direction in which you would have him to go, Lord, in this season, Lord God, so he can have an effective ministry, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And caller, thank you for calling. Amen. Now, we're going to go ahead on, amen, and get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all ought to be ready because I am ready because this is a word. Amen. From the Lord on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for strength for everyone that's on this line on today, oh Lord. Let them feel the presence of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord, you are the healer. You are the miracle worker. You are a miracle working God. Lord God, nothing catches you by surprise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, every joint pain, Lord, heal it. Every, Lord God, hip pain, we say heal it. Lord, every foot pain, Lord God, we say heal it in the mighty name of Jesus so they can go forth, Lord God, doing your will, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to be coming from chapter 3 of Acts, and the title of this message is Get What You Really Need. You know, sometimes we ask God for houses. We ask him for money. We ask him for land. We ask him for cars. We ask him for men. We ask him for women. But is that what you really, really need? Well, let's find out. I'm going to start at the first verse. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. You see right here, you know, they went up for prayer at a certain time. You know, we ought to have some boundaries set sometimes to make sure that we're doing what God wants us to do. You know, we can go, okay, I got to be at work at a certain time. I'm going to be there. I got to go to the grocery store at a certain time. I'm going to be there. But only when it comes to God's house that we're slack. Glory to God. If prayer is at 8 o'clock, then where should you be? In prayer. And that's where they were. They always went at a certain time, a set time. You know, God has a set time for everything and everybody. Glory to God. We have a set time to roam around here on the earth and preach the gospel to the nation and he help heal the sick. And you know what? If you're doing what you need to do right, amen, you're even raised today, and hallelujah. You know, you can even raise them, lay hands on them and raise the dead. Glory to God. We have a set time for to go when we need to go. We have a set time. Okay, I got off work. I need to go. It's time for me to go home. Okay? So you leave the building on time. Only in God's house that we don't think order is important. They had a set time that they will go up at the hour of prayer. So why shouldn't we have a set time that we're to do what we're supposed to do? You also have a set time. You need to have a set time for your children to go to bed. Because don't you know if they're aggravated the next day, then don't you know that's not going to be very, they're not going to have a very good day because they done stayed up all night watching videos and looking at the TV and that, and you know, this and that and just roaming around. They need to have a set time to get under the covers and go to sleep. Not get under the covers with the phone and get under there with the iPads and all this different stuff. No, they need to have a set time. They need to close their eyes and take a nap. Glory to God. Let's move on. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. In other words, he was lame from his mother's womb. He didn't walk. He couldn't walk at all. So that means he had to be carried each and every day to the temple and sit there at the gate and ask for money every day. You know, just think about it. Those people that were carrying him over there, you think they got a little tired, but they took him on over there every day. And he didn't know the Lord, you can tell you. Glory to God. Because just think about it. If they did, he'd have been healed by now, right? Glory to God. Or it could have been also God had a set time for these two guys to come by and heal him. So, you know, either or. Glory to God. But I know they got kind of tired. They had to take this big grown man over there and set him at the gate every day. They got tired because you don't know how big he had got. He may have got rather large, okay? You never know. He may have been a little skinny man. Hey, come on. But he couldn't walk. He was lame from his mother's womb. So as he grew older, guess what? He got taller, but he still couldn't walk. So let's go on. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple and ask an alms. So he saw Peter and John, and he asked them for money. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. He said, look at me. He was trying to say, do it look like I got money? I done been out preaching the word. Look, I'm dirty. Come on, do I look like I got all this? I got all money. He said, look at me. I want you to look at me. So he wanted to look him in the eyes. You know, hey, man, you know how sometimes when you see people, you don't want to look them in the eye because they say your eyes can tell. Amen. Everything about you tells you you're down to the soul. Thank you, Lord. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. So, you know, when he looked at them, he was expecting them, okay, y'all telling me to look at y'all now. Okay, what y'all going to drop in this cup? That's what he was waiting on. He was waiting on them to drop some money in the cup. But how many of you know that ain't what he needed? That's not what he really, really needed. But that's all, that could have been all he knew, you know, to go. He'd been going there so long and asking for money, just sitting there, you know, so easy to sit there and just ask for money than it is, you know, amen, to go out and work for it, just sit there and ask for money. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Good God Almighty. Now, how many of you know that's really what he needed? He needed to get up and walk. Guess what? He could go out and make his own money. He could get up, go out. He could even go out and get a family then. He can go out and get his wife. He can go out, you know, and have children. He can go out and walk everywhere he got to go and do whatever it is he needed to do. He didn't have to have nobody to carry him then. Just think about it. And I know they were glad. Glory to God. Let's move on here. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. What you say? Don't you know God can heal you anywhere you hurt? Come on. Jesus is a healer. He's a miracle-working God. Come on now. You know, every time you ask God for something, that ain't what you need. We always asking God for stuff. But what about the miracles, to do the miracles, the signs and the wonders? What about all that we need to do? Lord, give me more of you. Give me more power. Give me more strength. Glory to God. Come on. Lord, give me more so I can see, you know, so I can go out and give me more word as I read the word. Give me more understanding so I can go out and help others to know who you really are. Not a bigger mansion so I can get in and then put my foe and no more in there. Glory to God. Not another Mercedes so I can ride around with my arm hanging out to wonder. Glory to God. Come on. Sometimes what you ask for ain't really what you need. This man was sitting up there. He was asking for alms. He was asking for money. But what he really needed healing in his body. And sometimes people say, well, you know what? I'd just rather stay like I am. I don't want God to heal me. I'm just going to go ahead and draw my little check, and I'm just going to go on up to heaven when Jesus calls me. But don't have, you can get healed, and you won't have no little check. Then you can go and make you a big check. Come on now. Glory to God. Because sometimes what you ask for ain't really what you need. And as he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Lord. Don't you see, hallelujah, look what it will do to you whenever you get what you really need. This was a man who was lame from his mother's womb. He couldn't walk, and they had to carry him to the gates of beautiful and set him down every day. Hallelujah, glory to God. He couldn't get up. That means he couldn't crawl. Glory to God. All he could do was just sit there. Amen. When they take him and park him in one place, he had to sit there until they come and get him. Glory to God. But how many of you know whenever God is on the scene, now Jesus, amen, they come in and he'll heal you and he'll set you free. Then you can get up and go on your own. Now you can get up and you can dress yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can pick yourself up and sit up. Glory to God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. When you want to go out, hallelujah, you can go out and get in your own car. This man, he couldn't go out and do nothing. He had to have somebody to lay him, amen, at the gate. And don't you know, if they laid him down there at the gate, they had to come back and pick him up again and take him back home. But don't you know, when Jesus came alone, oh my God, and worked through these two men, and he laid his hand on him, and his ankle bones, hallelujah, and his feet gained strength. Don't you know, without the ankle connected to the feet, you can't walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, they got different ways you can do it here, but just think about it. They didn't have that during that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. His ankle bone and his feet gained strength, and he got up leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. How many of you praise the Lord here lately for something that he has done for you? If you just woke up this morning, you should have been leaping and praising the Lord that God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. But guess what? So many times you'll praise what he give you, Lord, thank you. You gave me, Lord God, a car. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You spit over everybody then. Glory to God. My God, my God. But when you spit on people, whenever you just say, well, Lord, you just woke me up, God, and that's just good enough for me. Have you ever been at that point? It's okay to ask him for stuff, yes, but don't let the stuff have you. Hallelujah. You see how this man was praising the Lord, and he was leaping, and he was walking on his own. They didn't have to come back, and they didn't have to pick him up no more. Amen. He can walk out of that sanctuary on his own. Don't you know, amen, that's what you need to do. Hallelujah. We always asking God for stuff. But God, I want you to heal me. Heal me from the inside out. Give me more of your word, Lord God. Give me more speech, Lord God. Give me more boldness. Now, if you ask God for those things, he'd give them to you in a hurry. Glory to God. But it's always, Lord, give me another house. Give me another car. Give me another man. Give me another woman. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. See, they knew it because they would see him there sitting there every day. So that's why they were so amazed. Do you ever be amazed at what God can do? We hadn't even tapped into the things really that God can really do. Glory to God. You know why? Because we're so busy being caught up with stuff of the world. We're so busy working two or three jobs. We ain't got time to sit down and listen to Jesus. Glory to God. And say, okay, speak back to me. Let me hear what you got to say. You're so busy. You're always in front of your phone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just looking and searching and seeing if you can find people and seeing what people posted and seeing if they're on there. It's so busy. Glory to God. And we ain't spending no time with the Lord, my God. They had a set time that they would go every day to spend time with the Lord. And they would set that at that set time. That's your set time. Why don't you get a set time, you know, that you can go and spend with the Lord? Yeah, everybody else, just close them out. Glory to God. Cut the phone off. Close them out. I guarantee you, amen, if you'll stay a long ways away from him, you can't get there in 1 hour. It ain't going to hurt. Glory to God. And if something's going on, then guess what? When you cut your phone back on, then you call him. It's okay. Well, you done already prayed and everything, so now you ready to respond to whatever. You done filled up. You done got your fuel ready. That's where we at. We're in that place where God wants to do some great and mighty thing, but guess what? We are out of place. People are out of place with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And as the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's Greatly Wonders. Now, ain't that something? When they saw that great miracle, don't you know they ran? You know, God want to work miracle through his people, too. But it's just so, they're so out of place being caught up with the world system, trying to work all these jobs and get all this stuff and trying to get more and more stuff. Got garage already full, but still you want another motorcycle. Glory to God. Okay, motorcycle mama. You want another motorcycle. Okay, motorcycle daddy. You want another one. Glory to God. You want another one, just another one and another one, and fill your garage with everything. You can't even pull the car that you got in it. And so much stuff in the closet. When you open the door, it's falling out on you. Glory to God. And then you say, and I hear so many times, well, I want a closer walk with God. Well, guess what? He ain't moved. He just waiting on you to come and get that closer walk with him. He ain't moved. He been right there all the time. And I hear, well, I just don't have time. You know, I'm tired. You know, look, come on. Everybody be tired, glory to God. But you got to learn how to press your way through to get what you need. To get what you really need. Because he want to work in you, amen, just like he work in us. He want to work in you. But guess what? You've been so far away from him. Glory to God. He can't do it. Until you give your fullness, your full self, dedicate your full self unto the Lord thy God, he can't use you. Glory to God. He can't use you. Remember when you used to come and, you know, yeah, some used to come and you say, okay, well, let me pray with your sister. But now you don't do that no more. Well, hold up. Let me pray with you, brother. But you don't do that no more because you're too busy trying to get the stuff. Till you don't set time aside to pray. Let's move on. Glory to God. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, yea, men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so honestly on us, as though by our power or holiness we had made this man to walk. He said, well, why y'all looking at us like that? We didn't do it. It wasn't us. It was God working through us. Okay? And that's what happens. So many times you look at the people that did it. Well, see, that's just a vessel that God used at that time. Glory to God. What he did, it was him working, the Holy Ghost working through that person to do it. That's what it was. So, see, they were looking at him. Ain't that something? They were looking at them. Let's move on. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. You know what he was saying? Okay, let me read on one more. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. What he's telling him here, he said, why y'all looking at us like that? You know, okay, you had a righteous man, righteous. You know, you gave him the power, and you wanted Pilate to condemn him, but he didn't. Pilate said he washed his hands. Glory to God. He said, what do you people want to do? And then he had a murderer on the other hand. Now, that's how some people are. They won't believe the righteous person, but they will believe the person that's in the street. They'll believe them, glory to God. They'll believe them. When you're living right, you're walking right, you're talking right, you're doing what God is calling you to do, you will be persecuted. You see what they did to Jesus here? That's what y'all did. Now, y'all going to let a murderer go free. And you're going to kill a righteous man. Glory to God. You're going to persecute him. My God. Ain't that something? That's what happens in the world today. Glory to God. The same thing. You know that person living right. You know that person loves the Lord thy God. You know that that person been hanging out with the Lord. You know that person can get a prayer through. You know that person can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Not they might, huh? They shall recover. You know that person have lifted you up in prayer. And you know that person, glory to God, have seen things that were coming. Amen. And they told you about it. You know, a honest prophet. Glory to God. But then you're going believe somebody out in the street, a murderer, somebody that kills people with their mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what they did. He said, y'all really, you know, y'all turned the murderer loose. Mm-hmm, sure did. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name through faith, in his name hath made this man strong. Whom ye see and know ye, the faith, which is by him, hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He was saying, look what y'all did. Look what y'all did. Y'all gave him up, and you let the man that killing folk go loose. Ain't that how it works? When you know somebody can get a prayer through, and then you have the nerve to open your mouth and come against God's apostles and come against God's prophets and come against God's preachers and come against God's teachers and come against God's evangelists. That's just not so. It's just not right. Let me put it like that. It's not right. But then someone else will come along. Well, you know what? I know the Lord, you know. Yeah, the Bible says. Yeah, child, let me tell you what the Bible says. And you'll believe what they're saying because guess what? They hopping and tipping and skipping and lipping. Glory to God. But you won't believe that righteous person when they come and tell you what the Lord thy God is saying and tell you what the Lord wants you to do and tell you how you're supposed to live. You'll get mad with them and fall out. You'll even say, don't believe that person. I'm telling y'all, that stuff ain't true. You know why it ain't true? It's just like hearing the word of God. I just read it. Glory to God. You know why? Because you don't know the power that's in, glory to God, hallelujah, the power that's in the word of God because you never read it. Glory to God. And you've never been in that place where God can really use you. Hallelujah. You just never been in that place. So that's why you don't know. So I encourage you on today to keep your mouth off God's people. Glory to God. Be careful who you come against. Be careful who you're talking about. Say it ain't true. How do you know? Just because you grew up, hallelujah, in another state, another town, another religion, glory to God. Religious devils, they come to take your life, and they'll be done took it before you knew it. All because you won't hook up, glory to God, and get what you really need. God is still a miracle-working God. He ain't lost it. He ain't lost it. You see how he worked through Peter and John. Look what they did. All they did was rest down. You know, Jesus is at his right side. Hey, man, sitting at the Father's right side. So he rests out at the right hand. Glory to God. And he said, now get up and walk. And he got up and he started leaping and praising the Lord, thy God. Don't you want to get up and start leaping and praising the Lord, thy God? You've been sitting down on that same old scripture all your life. So get up off of that scripture and get you another one, hallelujah, and put it to work, glory to God. You know, so many times you hear everybody saying, well, you know what? Yeah, I know what the Bible says, but you ain't living it, hallelujah. So really, hey, it ain't got no effect on you. So I tell you this. Don't quote it if you can't live it, huh? You got to practice what you preach, glory to God. If you're preaching holiness, glory to God, as Elder can say, holiness of hell, glory to God, then you got to be living holy, hallelujah. Because if you ain't living holy and you're talking about it, you're going to fall in. Okay, we'll leave that right there. But amen, glory to God. Come on now. So many times, hallelujah, I can hear it. You know, I know the word. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But the word ain't pierced your heart because you ain't got what you really need. Because if you have gotten what you really need, then guess what? You will be serving the Lord with all you got. You won't let nothing stray you from that word. Glory to God. Not a man. Glory to God. Not a dog. Glory to God. Not an animal the first. Nobody. Because I would hear, hallelujah, I hear this right here, glory to God, you know, as long as I got King Jesus, glory to God, as long as you got it, that's what you need. That's it. You got it. But you got to really have it. Not just saying and speaking it. You got to have it in your heart. See, the word has to pierce your heart first. When that word pierces your heart, everything else, then you'll deny all others. But if you ain't denying all of them, you're still hanging in the same joints, you ain't got what you really need. Glory to God. It ain't hit your heart. But how can it hit your heart? Hallelujah. If you're still messing around in the same old stinking pot, glory to God. You're out there just stirring up stink. Good God Almighty, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who wants you to really get what you really need. From him. He don't mind you having the stuff. Just don't let the stuff have you. This man didn't need money. He needed a healing. He needed a miracle in his life. And look, he got that miracle. Then he jumped up, turning around. You can imagine he was ready then. Glory to God. He ain't got to worry about, you know, amen. He ain't got to worry about going in there, you know, taking a bath. He's about to help him now. He can bathe himself. He can stand up. He can walk. Glory to God. He can go out there now. He said, man, find the wise. He find the good thing. Now he can go and look for her. You know, and he couldn't go out himself. He had to have them to tote him up there where she was. Come on now. He can go now and put on his best perfume, and he can get ready. Glory to God. And he can shave himself and go on out there and find her himself and start his family and get him a job and go to work. He won't have to sit there no more and beg because the Lord has healed him and set him free. He strengthened his ankle bones, glory to God, and his feet began to move and he began to walk. He began to praise the Lord, thy God, because he got what he really needed, because all them years he thought what he needed, glory to God, was just to sit there and hold the cup. Y'all come on, amen, and drop some money in the cup. Give me some alms, but that wasn't what he really needed. What he really needed was a miracle healing in his whole body so he can get up and go on and enjoy his life. Glory to God, because he was lame from his mother's womb. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. And he praised the Lord, thy God. Can you imagine how he praised him after God had unstrengthened his ankle bones? He said an ankle bone, glory to God, was strengthened. Can you imagine what he felt after the ankle bone began to strengthen? Glory to God. and he got up. I can see him getting up, glory to God, and he staggered just a little bit, good God Almighty. But when he began to move, he started doing the James Brown, good God Almighty. He said, oh, my God, I never felt like this before. I can move and praise the Lord, thy God. I'm going to praise him all my days. Don't you know that made a believer out of him? Glory to God. Whenever he said, get up off your bed and move. Get up and walk. Glory to God. And he start praising the Lord, thy God. Because he got what he really need. He didn't have to hold a cup there no more for them to come. And, you know, some people, you know, they ain't going to drop you nothing in there but a couple of pennies anyway. Hallelujah. You're going to get a couple of pennies. You ain't going to get no more fish in. That's it. Really help you. That's it. But he got what he really need from the Lord. And when he did, he was just so excited. He followed him behind Peter and John. Glory to God. He followed them. It said he followed them all the way around in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was jumping and praising the Lord. Don't you know they were looking at him like he had lost his mind. He said, I know this ain't the man. I know this is not the man that we had used to bring him and sit him down. But then after he got healed, everybody wanted to come. This place was, it was a place where Solomon, amen, had built the first place, the first temple for the Lord. That's what it was. And that's where they went. Glory to God. They went right on over there. Don't you know, amen, they started to take everybody over there. They knew, hold up, this one over here lame. This one can't walk. This one got a problem over here. Don't you know, let's go over here and take them over here. If they healed him, they can heal the rest of them. So come on, let's bring them on over here. Bring the sick. Oh, my God. Bring the lame. Good God Almighty. Bring the barren. Glory to God. Bring the women. Bring them all. Glory to God. If they were having headaches and they couldn't get rid of them, bring them on over here. They made blinded eyes come open. Glory to God. Bring them on over there. Oh, glory to God. If they can heal this man and he been lame for life, glory to God. Come on, bring them all. Glory to God. And that's the place God wants us to get in. He wants us to get in that place where we have a set time. Hallelujah. So he can heal. Glory to God. He can heal us so we can go out and we can help others. But if you ain't giving him no time, then guess what? You can't do that. It takes time. You have to sit there and you have to wait. Huh? I learned, you know, you can go and you can pray in a place. Just pray. Okay, I done prayed and I done read, you know, and I'm through. Lord, I got the little scripture. Okay, I'm good. Go. No, you got to sit there and you got to meditate and you got to wait. And let him tell you what he want to tell you. Glory to God. You know, you get so quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hallelujah. Well, I got to go. I'm going to miss something. I'm going to miss my TV show. I'm going to miss it. I got to go. Hallelujah. I got to go. No. Go and sit there in his presence and just worship and praise him and wait and let him tell you what he wants you to know. Glory to God. You can just sit there and say, Lord, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you. Glory to God. That's an awesome song. There was someone who taught us that song. I never heard that before, you know, like that. But I thank God that we have, amen, people and leaders, glory to God, that will help us. And they can help you too. Glory to God. Let me go ahead and open it up. They can help you too if you want to be helped. Glory to God. And they can teach you different stuff. Things that you need to know and how you need to do it. Because, you know, you don't want to keep being out there in that same old place. You ain't getting what you really need. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to pull nobody out of nobody's sanctuary. No, not by a long shot. And you know, glory to God, what you get. I'm just telling you, you want more and you desire more. Because let me just give you a little testimony of my own. I know when I was going to churches, glory to God, and I'm like, okay, and I was a steady member. You know, there all the time. I was there, Bible study. I was there, prayer. I mean, I would leave work, and I would get there. I would work 12-hour shift, and I would get there. Glory to God. I would get there. I'm like, Lord, something's wrong. I got what I needed at that point from that place. Yes, I did. But when I started to want more and more, I'm like, Lord, hold up. I said, something ain't right. I still feel a void. There's something that I'm not getting that I really, really need. I couldn't put my finger on what it was. I said, Lord, there's something just ain't right. You know, they say something just ain't right. Glory to God. There was something just wasn't right. I said, Lord, I want more. I need more because I feel a void on the inside. Not that I wasn't saved. I was saved, yes, and filled, yes. Speaking to all that, yeah, all that. But it was still something missing. I wanted the more. That's what it was. Because he said when you hunger and you thirst after righteousness, he'll fill you. He'll put you in a place. Glory to God. See, this man was hungry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he thought he needed money, but he didn't really. He needed healing. Glory to God. He'll put you in a place. Glory to God. Where they will give you what you need. So you won't go out there haphazardly. You will have what you need. When you go, you won't have to go out there, your teeth chattering together. You can't speak a word. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I just tell it like I was one of them people. Hallelujah. But now, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at me now. Look at me now. Glory to God. And see, that's what he'll do for you when he puts you around people who believe in you. If they don't believe in you, then you ain't going to get nothing. And glory to God. He'll put you in places with people who believe in you so you can get what you really need. This man was in the right place at the right time, at that set time, and he got what he really, really needed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If anybody else want prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. My God, you know, God is an awesome God. He will get you what you need, hallelujah, what you really need. Sometimes it's not a fancy coat. It's not a meat coat. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's not, and I keep hearing the men deal. I don't know, you know, but I keep hearing men. You know, I understand everybody said they clock ticking. Well, let me tell you, when they made one clock, they made another one, you know. It's okay, glory to God, because he'll give you what you need. Hallelujah, when it's time. But don't let your whole life, you go through your whole life, you know, right now saying, well, you know, Lord, I just want to be married. I just want a man. I just want a woman. Don't let that be your whole prayer when you're going into prayer. You know, pray for other people, then hold on and watch God move and see what happens. You just never know, glory to God. Don't let that be your whole prayer when you go in prayer with Lord. Where yet, Lord? Am I going to meet him in the store? What's yet, Lord? I'm going to meet him, Lord God, when I go out in the street, I'm going to the mailbox now. Do I look good enough to come on now? Glory to God. Don't let that be your whole prayer. Say, Lord, I want more of you, Lord. I want to be filled. I want to be filled, God. I want to have the discerning of the Spirit, Lord. I want more word from you, Lord God, when I read your word. I want you to give me more understanding, Lord God. I want you to put people in my path so I can, Lord God, give them your word, Lord. What would you have me to say to them today? Glory to God. That's what we need to be praying. Because, you know, time is winding up, glory to God. And I know, you know, many say, well, we've heard that before, but yes, it is. You could tell, look, one night is hot, glory to God, it's over 60 or 70 degrees, and then it dropped all the way down, good God almighty, to like 40 degrees, 46 degrees, my God, at night. Then the next day, it's hot again. Then it drops back up, go back up to like 60-something degrees at night. Then the next, it drops back down. So come on now. You know, times are changing. Glory to God. And it's winding up. So come on in and get in and let God use you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to make sure that you go over and hear Minister Elaine. She's coming up next, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. There's going to be a little break in here. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So you can go over and hear. You can hit her on Facebook if you want to, and you can. The show is over there. You can click on it on Facebook, and you can hear what the Lord is saying, you know, in her life. And if you missed any of the shows, go back and hear them. But I'm going to give the invitation again. Amen. It's open for you to come in and get in so God can tell you. Amen. So you can be told what he wants you to do. Glory to God. Don't keep roaming around out there. Well, I wonder, what does God want me to do? What does he want me to do? How old are you? Go over here. Come on in. Even a child open the door and come on in. The door open. Come on in. Glory to God. situation and let God use you, because he needs laborers. Glory to God. He needs people who want to go out and help others. Glory to God. And not always want what you want for yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't like to leave the show. I don't see anybody that's fresh to one, so I don't like to leave the show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was going to give the invitation, but hold up. Wait a minute. Okay. Glory to God. I'm going to pray first for some things. Glory to God. And then I'll give the invitation. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, oh God. Oh my God. For peace. That person that's seeking peace, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, they can't sleep at night. So, God, we say, Lord, whatever's going on, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to give them peace. Lord, give them rest. Give them good rest. Because it's just like they can't get no rest. They toil and they toil all night long. And they wake up in the morning and they're tired. So, God, I ask you to send the peace to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for high blood pressure, Lord. We ask you to regulate the blood pressure, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. It's been going up, Lord God. They've been worried about bills, Lord God, paying bills, and they've been worried about other things, Lord God, not pertaining to you, but God, other things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, if they're paying their tithes and their offering, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for my name's sake. So don't forget, don't steal God's money. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those who are lonely. Huh? Let them get a relationship with you first, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, move all hindering spirits out of their way, Lord God. That person is trying to hinder them and stop them from getting your word and doing your will. Lord, we ask you to move them over in the name of Jesus. Move them over to the left, to the left, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, oh God. They want to come and serve you, Lord God, to the fullest, oh God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to prick their hearts even the more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we cast out all fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. They don't have to fear, Lord God, to come in and be a part of this ministry. Lord, shut that lying mouth that's coming against this ministry right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you, be careful how you come against God's people. You know, be careful. Just be careful how you come against God's people. If you don't believe, then, you know, that's fine. Just keep your mouth closed. That's fine. It'll work. Just keep your mouth closed, you know. But those who believe, then let them do what they're supposed to do. Glory to God. Don't stop them because you're jealous. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Glory to God. Father God, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. I repent of all my sins, Lord. Father God, I give this life to you, Lord, which you have given me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, make me, Lord God, make me whole in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed born believer. I want you to hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me and let me know that was you. Glory to God, my God. Or you can press the 1 and come in, and I'll bring you in. Glory to God. And you know, you can confess it, amen, that it was you. But you know, God won't. He said above all, he want all to be saved. Glory to God. He want all to be saved. So come on in and get in and go to a Bible-believing church. Glory to God. And if you feel like you can't find one, glory to God, hit us up. We will lead you in the right direction. We don't want nobody straying away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead on. Nobody's fresh to one and get off. Glory to God. And you can get ready for Ministry Lane, who's coming on next. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Don't forget, go over and show Voice of Truth some love. Amen.